All right. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting for case P22-065 regarding Joseph Burke. The time is now 9:05 a.m. on October 18th, 2022. My name is Caitlin Crawford, and I am the investigator assigned to this case. Before we get started, I would like to have all attendees today introduce themselves, their title, and their purpose. I will go first, and then we will go to all those present in the room today, and then we will go over to those attending virtually. So my name is Caitlin Crawford again, and I am the investigator assigned to this case.
Daniel Carthel, assisting investigator.
Kurt Winter, deputy director of BTR.
Brandon Eaton, board staff investigator.
Scott Donald, assistant attorney general, acting board counsel.
Bob Marmon, EAC member.
Okay. Mr. Hall?
Yeah, good morning, everybody. John Hall, EAC member.
Thank you. Mr. Curris?
And Joseph Curris, EAC member as well.
Thank you very much. And then Mr. Brake?
Jeff Brake.
Okay.
And I'm the homeowner.
Okay, thank you. Just a few reminders, this meeting is being audio recorded for board purposes. No other recordings are allowed. All speakers need to speak with clarity and volume so that the recorder can pick up what is being said. Also, please be sure to announce yourself so that it is clear who is speaking. This is important for when I go back to review the audio recording, I will know who said what. To avoid disruptions, cell phones must be completely off or placed in silent mode. An EAC meeting is not a formal hearing. The purpose of this meeting is to gather information, review evidence, and conduct interviews so the EAC committee can make recommendations to the board regarding whether or not a violation of the Board's Practice Act has occurred. The recommendations resulting from this meeting are not the final outcome of the matter. We ask that all parties conduct themselves in a professional manner. This Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting is convened to review allegations received through a complaint on April 8, 2022, related to grading and drainage plans at 1811 East Rocky Slope Drive in Phoenix, Arizona. This Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting will also review any additional findings from the case assessments. The committee will establish the relevant facts that occurred during the case and determine if any violations of the Board's Practice Act have occurred. All committee findings and any recommendations will be provided to the board through an EAC report prepared by staff. Committee members shall be prepared to participate, having read and familiarized themselves with the facts and issues involved in this case based upon the material that was provided. At this time, I will ask the committee members if they have done so and are comfortable serving on this committee without any conflicts with respondent or alleger. For the record, I will call each committee member's name. Please signify yes or no. Mr. Marmon?
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Hall?
Yes.
Thank you. And then Mr. Curris?
Yes.
Great. Thank you, everyone. Fact-finding during this meeting will occur in confidential executive session. Committee members and individuals called during the executive session may not discuss the dialogue from executive session with anyone outside of the session or after the session is complete. During executive session, the committee is requested to focus its dialogue solely on the alleged violations from the meeting brief. Interviews will be conducted starting with the alleger, respondent, and then witnesses. During the interview of respondent, committee members will ask specific questions regarding the items listed in the EAC meeting brief that were identified during the assessment process. The committee will note their position for each item and will only conduct deliberations on each item after all interviews have been concluded. Any party here in person not being interviewed will wait in the lobby, which doesn't apply. Any party on the phone not being interviewed will have to disconnect the call and will receive a call from me once it is time for your interview. So just for the record, respondent is not present today. He did notify us yesterday that he would be present. However, he is not here in person or virtually over the phone, and we did leave a voicemail message trying to connect him. At this time, I will call for a motion to enter into executive session to conduct interviews and review evidence. Committee members who make the first and second motion, please announce your name prior to your motion. If I could have a motion.
Bob Marmon, move.
Okay, thank you. Can I have a second?
John Hall, I'll second.
Perfect, and then I will do an individual call. Mr. Hall?
Yes.
Mr. Curris?
Yes.
Mr. Marmon?
Yes.
Okay, the motion passes. We have entered into executive session at 9:10 a.m. on October 18th, 2022.